heard and hear his name, and sometimes we would want to die for him and all that. All this is leading us towards him. Because we are merged in duality. So these are the dual aspects, you see. These are the driving forces. When you want to step further, naturally the other leg goes behind so that it goes further. You see? And there is that principle of kick and go forward. In order to kick, what do you want? What you have to do? You must have a force, you see, draw your leg backwards to give a drive forward. That's why the whole principle of duality is because of it. The opposites are necessary in order to drive us towards unity. So this is the drama. Know that all the time. And just, that's the reason why Baba says, don't worry. Don't worry, it is a drama. Be happy all the time. That's what he says, because it's a fact. And we just get ourselves so involved and so entangled, and so we feel so sick and heavily burdened, you see. We do not, because of our ignorance. But at least he has given us a semblance of little knowledge, you know, and understanding. Because he has time and again come and told us that all this is ephemeral. Don't worry, keep happy. It will pass away. Anything that has a beginning has an end. It will never last. So why worry? Face it. Overcome it. Live through it. These are the comforts. That's why he is known as the great comforter, the only comforter. This is, I tell all. No, he begins it like this. I know, he says that, haven't I told time and again? Never be hypocritical. You have been warning us to be natural, truthful, simple, honest. Isn't it hypocrisy on my part to sit here and call myself what I say to you all? I said, why should it be hypocrisy on your part? Said, because you make it hypocritical. I am the reality. But you take my body as the real reality, you see, which is not. So how am I to bring this home to you people? That I am not this. Don't take this body to be what I am. I am something quite different. If I allow you all to take it to be what I really am, that it is hypocrisy on my part. Am I not hypocrite? And one day he said that to us. But then he again turns around and says, but this is also my divine compassion, that I descend so low so that through this hypocrisy on my part, you realize my reality. That's what he says. You just see how he is, what the height of his greatness, when he comes down to the lowest depth for our sake and tells this to us. We can't go and tell this to the public now. But this fellow is recording here. Only through this real dream that we see when we reach the goal that he is.
He is the, what did you say?
He's the way. The way and the goal.
The way in his body.
Yeah.
And the goal and his reality.
All this rigmarole that we just now had, you see, is just that way. That is the only way, you see. Dreaming about the real dream of his being with us. That's a dream. Now don't go on saying things, you see, and don't now create problems for me when you go out from here.
Right.
If you all have not digested it, if you all have not, let alone one being with him all the time, you see, just once, if you will, let alone seeing him, but just having heard his name of his advent, the news of his advent on earth is enough. Just one guy. Therefore he gives us great responsibility to share this information to others. When the authoritative atmosphere is still ripe with his advent. That's how it is. So it's such a blessing none can imagine. Only those who have reached the plains, they know it. And those who have heard so often from him, it has been hit hard and has been emphasized That's why he says, never mind, you tell the name, whether they hear it or not, it's not your lookout. You have done your duty. Projects, you see, that will last for 1,000 years. But know within yourself is for your own spirit that you are not sure of the next moment. So live that life.
Tomorrow Vishnu's birthday. It is my birthday too. So we will celebrate as it was celebrated in Krishna's time. You know, there is
three colored water.
So prepare for that and we will play tomorrow. Sorry. And 24 hours before, we just continuously to Tatam said, tell me, I will bag you from here to top, head to toe. Mm. And foolishly I used to say that. But how come I will run away?
You will what?
I will dye you, with the color, from head to toe.
Oh, yes.
Continuously he used to tell me. Uh-huh. And I just foolishly answered, how come? I will run away.
You'll die anyway.
So it's a big quadrant?
Yeah, you know, wouldn't see.
That's why you wouldn't be
looking. They have a different color water. Next one, I was saying, now, this time. Okay. And to disturb my mind, he just went up to another one. And by the time, I said, he's gone there. And I just found out it was like that, you know, hiding there behind the door. And I was just looking, I said, now, from where did he come? I know. Just, it doesn't, it have finished, I think, didn't finish the thinking. And here comes, there's a window, I didn't know that there was a window. And he comes, where do you think I'm doing? I don't know, but I got you. During all these years, he gave darshan in Guru Prasad. He called me only once in 59, in the beginning, for four and a half hours only. So, I reached there at 8:30. I saw Baba. Baba said, now at 9 o'clock, you come here. Go and have your tea and come here. So, I went there, I had my tea, and I went there in the hall. And I saw it was all packed because it was the music program. And all the hall was complete packed, so I had to stay complete behind. And here I heard the voice, here say, Mansari, where are you? Baba wants you. I couldn't get out, so I just stretched my hand like that. Baba again told me, here said, Baba said that you are so small, and yet you are hiding away. How could I see you? And then he just said it. When this program is over, you come and see me, we will dine together, and you go. After the program was over, I saw Mama, we dined together. And then, at that time, his lovers made a fine trick to occupy Baba more amongst us. So, sometimes they had the sweet to be distributed by Baba so that he can be more with us. On that day, someone had the ice cream to be distributed by Baba. I went with my glass and he just filled it and he said, at 12:30, exactly 12:30, leave this place and come to see me in the Mandali Hall. I am there. At 12:30, I went there in the Mandali Hall. He was distributing the ice cream. And there was only boys and men, only 30 or 40 about. I went there. He saw me. Come here. Stand here. Don't laugh. I want to throw ice cream in your mouth. And I laughed because that idea just came to me that if I just come standing all over my face, it's all the thing you have for the man. I laughed. So I was like, No, no, no. Stand there. Open your mouth. And then he just took ice cream from the bowl directly and talked. He came inside. Again he said, open it. Don't laugh. 3 times he did. And then he went out. So, as a child, 5 years of old, was a pain. I was quite very hard. Though skinny, but very hard. And then, after 5 of my age, some strange skin disease started. It started from leg and then hand. And it just increased more and more. We did every medicine, everything. One after another, whoever they suggested, this doctor, that doctor. Years went by. It was increasing. But it didn't end up till the knee. You know, it just stopped at the knee and not went above the ankle. That's when the body was completely intact. So it was going on and on. Just one day, some suggested that skin specialists. Special. So he went there. The doctor said that, why they didn't cure you? It's very easy to cure. He, I will cure this child. So he tried. He tried his best for months. At last he had to say that, I'm sorry to say that this child has to suffer the lifetime. I can't. I've done my best. So I heard it because they were telling to my uncle. I just heard, and I just from that day I become obstinate. I was and I become more obstinate. That I should not go to any doctor now. Because anyway I have to suffer, so suffer. Without medicine and without doctor. So I just tried not to go to any doctor. From then on, I just couldn't go. But then, it was in 25th, I was living in Bombay. In my aunt. When my aunt died in 25, I just went to my father. It was 2 years before they were following Baba. So they just suggested that I should go to Baba. And I said, no, all the doctors have failed. What your may Baba will do? No, I'm not going to. The possibility, but I said, look, if he suggests anything, I view him as great personality. No saint, no perfect master, nothing. So, I said no. He is great personality to me. And if he just, you know, suggests any medicine, I'm not going to take it. And to break his order, I'm not sure. They did their best to persuade me, but I just didn't.
How old were you then, Ms. Harris? How old were you then?
18.
Thank you.
So, at that time, I would listen to only Kekobar. So they wrote to Kekobar, they persuade Mani and take her to Baba. So he wrote me that you come to Bombay and you will go to Baba. And I promise you that I will not say anything about your disease to Baba. So I said, okay. Just to go and if he just says, he won't say, okay. And I went here. I came here.
Here to Maribor.
Maribor,
Rajasthan.
I was standing in there, where Duni is now. And I saw, I had no feelings about anything, only I had respect, just as a great personality, that's all. And I saw Baba coming in Richa with that Premashram boys. Premashram boys. Just for respect, I just folded my hands, that's all. No feeling, nothing at all. Baba came down, went in the room, and at that time there was no restrictions. Many came. So one after another they used to go to Baba for darshan. In my turn came, there was a small window left. Baba peeped and said, come. So I just went. It was just outside the door, room. By undoing my button of the shoe, I just stared at Baba. I don't know, I cried so much that I couldn't control. And with tears I went to Baba. Mama said, you are crying? Why? I don't know. Still, he said, tell me, why are you crying? I don't know. By the time Chakubar broke the ice about my disease, I was like, oh, then you are crying. I don't know. Okay, tell me what you suffered in your own world. But I couldn't tell you a word. I was just sobbing, that's all. So he said, he, on the ball, he just said, it will go permanently, don't worry. It will go permanently, don't worry. It didn't affect me because all the doctors had said so. So I just didn't do it. So yes, Bob. And then he gave me duniation. Duniation, you know, our duni. He gave me that much with his own hand. With the order that every morning, take that much before tea in the mouth with his name. And he'll be alright. I didn't say, I was just so glad, I didn't say anything. Said, no worry, I just stood there, now I said, now go. So I left to another, to Bombay, another, Bombay to my grave, now side. And I started taking my acid, you know, powers. Within a month, completely gone. Within a month. When I saw it, from that day, I began to love Baba. Yeah. And from that great personality, I jumped to God. Because no one can do that. I said, God. So, and I wrote to Baba, and Baba answered, I didn't do anything. It is your love and faith in me. At that time, which I know. But he knew. He knows everything. He knows that. So, alright, and we just, you know, let him be answered. It was a few months, it was very nice, very nice. I was so happy, so happy. And then, Dagobah used to come here often, and he used to give me the news about Baba, that what joke he cracked and all sorts of things. But one day he just wrote to me that Baba, we saw Baba, Baba was happy and everything, and the last line was that I saw, this time I saw on Baba's person, the disease like you had. And that made me depressed so much that I just I hated at the time myself. If I would not have gone to Baba, it won't have happened. Why I didn't go? Why? So I was just thinking what to do. Because it was not in our hands, it was only in his hands. So I just said, oh Baba, do that to me. I can't stand it. Continuous I just kept on saying to my mind, Baba, give it back to me. Few months after, again it relaxed again. Mm-hmm. I was so glad and I wanted to say to Baba that I was waiting for the chance to see Baba. Still few months passed. And here comes the letter from Kagoga. Baba is coming to Bombay. If you want to see him, come. He is coming to Bombay to go to Iran. Persia. So I jumped because I wanted to clear the matter. So next day we went to Baba. And Prabhupada saw me and said, it has been relaxed again. We will tell Baba. I said, no, this time I am going to go. Then we went to Baba. Baba saw me. Prabhupada broke the ice again. Baba didn't say anything. He just stared at me. Try sulfur, he just said. Try sulfur. I didn't say, yes, yes. And I went to Prabhupada's house. The same evening, I was just walking, it was time to go to Baba to say everything in there, clear the matter. So at 4 o'clock I went back. Now I was sitting amongst people playing carom. You know carom? Mm-hmm. The square ball with the four pockets.
Yeah.
Carom. I was playing and he saw me. Why you are here? You were here in the morning. I said, yes, Baba, I'll do. Okay, sit down. So I sat down. Do you know how to play piano? I said, no, Baba. But then what are you doing? Is there anything to say? I said, yes, Baba. Then say it now. And there were so many people. I just said, no, I was so nervous. So I said, no, Baba. I want to tell you alone. You want to go in the room alone that we can talk? Yes, if you can, I like that. So I said, okay. And he told Chanji to bring the ball. And I said, no Chanji either, no ball. I have nothing to hear from you, I have to say everything. So he just smiled and he just took me. Okay, follow me. He took the ball in the room. He was sitting on the couch, playing with that, you know, how he just spin the ball. He just, now tell me what you said. I told everything. He said, are you mad? Who can take anybody's disease on themselves? I said, no one can, but God, and you are God. He said, you are stark mad. Mad. He just kept on saying mad. I didn't. He said, but what to do then? Let it go as it is. I said, Baba, you don't know my mind, you know everything. How I suffer, the, you know, mentally. That means you have that disease. He said, but then what to do? He said, it is in your hand. If you say whatever you say, I said, okay, I have one result. Would you like it? I said, how do I know what is it? So, neither you nor I would suffer. Would you like it? I said, sure, sure, I like it. And then there will be, that will be, he said. He said so, and I felt it. But he had something that he is getting rid of an obstinate child by promising a piece of chocolate. So I said, yes, Ma, but it doesn't affect me here, Ma. Okay, give me your hand. So I gave the hand. Now the Indian way of giving and receiving promise is the right hand of the giver and receiver. The giver does like that, and then that is the promise. So he gave me, and he said, convince? Yes. It was only 2 or 3 seconds, and I felt it here, that yes. He said, and he, but still, you know, that human mind. He said, all right? I said, yes, Baba, but stick to it, huh? Stick to it, yeah. So, that's all. Then, when I came here in 38, we were sitting, and he said, how long you suffer? I said, Baba, 14 years. And how was it and all, everything? He said, he gave the last. It was very painful, I said, yes. Then, but what medicine you tried all these years? I said, this you tried, this injection, very good. And why did it cure you? Why the doctors didn't cure you? And I don't know about. And the science is advancing by leaps and bounds. And why they didn't cure you? I don't know about. And with a smile and mystic in the eyes, he said, there was no such disease. It was my key to draw you. That's why you suffered so long. And if it was a real disease, doctors would have cured you. But it was my key to draw you. That's why. Now forget it. Everything is. You are with me.
Wait, did it itch, Monsa? Is that the kind of skin disease it is?
Hmm?
It itch.
I could put on my slippers and everything. Later. It was very, you know, remarkable what he said, and always I keep it in my mind. That when I came first to stay here, not here, because it, the story was under construction. So all the women, Mangli and Baba, moved to the other place. While going to Merasar, on the left, there is a building, small rock wall building, called Irrigation Bungalow. So they had moved there, so I came there. Baba was waiting. It was 9 o'clock, 9:30, and he was waiting in the garden. And he came. It was long time that I wanted you. But now today is the day that you came. Now whatever I say, you have to obey me. I said, yes, Baba, whatever you say. But separation. He said, yes. Love is unconditional, and you are binding me. I again withdrew. No Baba, whatever you say. Because love is unconditional.
So now you are here with Baba.
Mm-hmm.
So now he has place you hear it from.
Yep. Some more from you?
From me? Completely, totally burned off. Nothing was left but the knot of the necktie. Shirt on the bear, everything was burned off. My hands, everything was torn, and the skin was hanging down in the legs, just like a torn glove. Blood and water was dripping down. My face was swollen up and that sort of thing. I'm not going to describe it anymore. But when that fireball hit me, all I could say was, Baba, 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 don't run, Baba, Baba, and I was beating the flames out. Because if I had started to run, it would have increased the flames. So, I was brought to the hospital, and several days went by, and I was always in a cheerful mood. I never felt sorry or for myself or anything like that.
No, it's why you were lying there, the all of punch and blood and blisters, or most of them dirty green dirt. His lips were so big, he said, sweet. All the time cheerful, he never complained.
Oh, yes, I was always joking about the whole thing.
The one air burned inside, that's why it
so, one day, the nurse just across true with the application of the Navy jelly, they call it. It's a kind of jelly which you use in the Navy after a fire and the skin is burnt off your body. And so she just got through putting it on, and I wasn't supposed to wear any bandage or anything, just the black skin and the blood of water running down and it just melted. And here I was sitting and I looked at it and said, just look at this mess. It smelled the burnt flesh, you know, the skin smelled and the medicine and that, all that sort of thing. I said, look at this mess, look at this mess. Why did it happen? And I looked up and there the nurse stood where Bob was standing in the white side of her. And he looked absolutely solid, living, and he said, it had to happen, it had to happen. And with that he disappeared. And from that moment on, I didn't care anymore. I didn't care anymore, and I was healing so fast. Within on the 11th day, the doctor said to me, what are you doing to yourself? Just look at yourself, it's all new skin. And I turned over to try to follow Jimbawa's picture. Because it was Jimbawa's picture, and I said, he. And he said, well, I've never seen anything like a healing book of effort like that. I said, he did it. He looked at the picture, oh, off he went. But they took me, and they took elevator, that I would be in the hospital for 3-4 weeks.
Oh, no, they said 4-5 weeks. Yeah. Then at home you will get was 14 days or another flight.
Yeah.
The doctor said, what are you doing? It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it myself. The skin, the pus, everything just came off. And the skin now, he became...
And that new skin was just like a baby skin, you know?
You can't, yeah,
and
you
then I came to the lobby of my house and the lady saw my face. They heard about the accident. They said,
look, you've got a new skin.
It's a new treatment. You can say your face lifting.
Oh, he has that. Are those scars, you know?
Yeah.
And then the ear, of course, and two big scars here. Yeah. Everything just to forget.
But the skin was completely off. Everything was going off. And was hanging down.
It was really a mess.
How did this happen, Fred? Where did it happen? What was the thing that led up to this?
Well, it was a gas explosion. The gas explosion, a huge fireball. The incinerator door was open, and the fireball hit me like a square on and threw me across the room, across the truck, against the wall. And here I was burning. And that was 1 hour before I was supposed to go to leave for Myrtle Beach on a meeting, a business meeting.
When year?
The first in, what year was it, 61?
The July at the bottom, he dropped his body. Mm-hmm. In January, July.
Paul says it was in 69.
69,
Baba Jyotani is 69. Mm. That's right. Yeah. And the funniest part of it was here, the nurses raised me from the first aid up to the second floor with the
bag. The emergency
bar. Yeah. And they stuck in front of the nurse's desk on the second floor, and they waited, and nothing happened. So I straightened up and I looked at the nurse and I said, "Nurse, where is the morgue? Because we kept waiting so long."
Or it had some joke.
When I came into the room, there was good happening. With a bouquet of flowers. He's going to get the water and the truck home, right? But I looked at Goose Hopper and I said, "But Goose ain't dead yet."
Well, he was the first one. He wanted to bring us to the airport, you know, and he came to the lobby and the doorman told him that he just brought him to the hospital, so he got flowers and it was
So now we're recording. So I push this down and push this to play, and it's recording. Can you say something?
Push what?
Then it turns it, and it starts recording.
Yes.
Want to record something else?
No, I just want, I wanted to hear.
The quality.
No, I wanted to hear how the speech comes out. Anything will do. Just anything will do. Boy, very sternness job. But he made it. Well, don't forget to give him a hefty Jai Baba from me.
I will.
When you see him. Where is he now?
In Berkeley.
Where?
Berkeley, California.
Berkeley, yeah. You are there?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Good.
Mick Hamilton. Did you meet Mick Hamilton? Mick and Ursula? Ushi? Nick and Ushi, they came in 66 and met Baba. You didn't meet them.
No,
Rick Chapman lives there.
Rick Chapman, I know.
He's good. He's in good health and good spirit.
Oh, well, hello.
Yeah. All right.
I do know where some people are going to drive a couple more lights for the game.
What?
Collection.
A gasket. And some nuts.
You're kidding. What do you think, it's a dealer?
But you know they're dead already.
Well, yeah.
You just bought
them? You charge them 24 hours?
What?
Or 72 hours?
No, these just came today.
I'm charging.
They just came from Jaw.
And she takes care of that.
Huh?
So I might take care of
Jaw?
That's what I had fixed.
Is it chargeable?
Yeah, very chargeable.
I'll send it to Jaco then.
Yeah. So I do.
And then he just said, "Okay, you can't see the hair yet." Okay. One day again, he just said, "No." Then our mother class wanted to give the eye exercise. So she asked Baba, "Baba, will we take it?" "Yes, we can." But to do eye exercise, one has to remove glasses. During that time, one has not to be, used to it. So, Malik class, right?
Can I take a picture of you talking? Is it okay?
Maybe. Is it okay? Yeah, okay. So, we started it. I liked it. It worked. But what happened, at that time my health was not good. And it was not good, so I was just here and there. So Baba said, "Stop it. When you get better, then you continue. And then Mother has to go back to her to rest. And she sent me a book, Better Eyesight Without Glasses. So I tried then. At that time my health was good. Now to try that I have to remove the glasses. And I tried it. Exercise. By that time Mama called me. I went then without glasses on. But I had my glasses there because I knew that if something comes up, I will wear my glasses. So I kept it in me. So, and there was a obesity. And Baba said, where are my glasses? I said, Baba, I am doing my exercises, so I will just remove them. You want to be blind? Yes. You want to be blind? I said, no. Then he didn't say anything. We were talking to him. And then he just went out to Monday. By that time, I took out the glass and let it on. Put it on. He came. Yes, he said, what is it? Sometimes I see you with glasses, sometimes not. I said, I don't want to be blind, Baba. He said, oh, okay. He said, look, it's like that. I said, that is your glasses. So I understood it. Okay, where is the case? I did. He put it on. He said, these are mine. You should confuse it. And do the exercise. Okay. For 10 years, I had no glasses. But on the top, I couldn't do the eye exercise. But it should be. You know, it needs hours and hours to do that. During those 10 hours, so very few people used to come, up to 2 months or so. So whenever just I see without glasses that anyone, if someone is coming, when they come here, they turn into Buddha. Because I cannot see properly. Then it just it went on and on and on. And then when Baba came from New Life, and at that time I had a severe headache. So I told Baba, Baba said, now, you need glasses, you go to the doctor, check it, have a prescription glasses. And I can have this for 10 years. So. This is my, I am telling you about my sister, my half sister. My father married to her mother first. And then, when she was 2.5 years old, her mother died. When she was 18 years old, and then they arranged for her marriage. Because, you know, we have the parent arranged marriage, not like modern. So, she married, she was very happy. But within 2 months, that her husband died. Within 2 months after her marriage. And later on, after 3 years, my aunt, my uncle wanted her to get married because she's very young, she was very young. Then, but she, at the name of marriage, she used to stare like anything. She would say, I have once tried my luck, that's all. I don't want it. But they just came all the time. So one day, she saw the dream that Baba has come. Our Baba, it is our Baba, but very black. And the hair just stuck up like that and it looks very angry. He calls her and says, tell me the truth. You want to get married or not? And he said, no, Baba, I don't want. That was all. And after a week, exactly after a week, Baba really comes to the house. And there was family meeting. So they just asked that Baba, we want her to get married again. Baba said, it is her concern, so I must ask her first. And then I will tell you my opinion. And he said, tell me the truth. Do you want to get married? And he said, no, Baba, not at all. So I said, all right, now it is my order that no one should question her. She is now 75. She lives at Rausari. She had a bungalow, and then Baba went there to inaugurate the bungalow. Do you know that how my uncle contacted Baba? No. It was like that. My uncle was the very famous writer, Gujarati writer in Gujarat. He used to write for his own hobby, and he decided he was working at the court, as a clerk. He had a guru, and he was very interested in saints, and he was a god lover, saint lover. But he had a guru, and he died. When he died, after that, he wanted a guru, because he knew that without guru, he can't preach. So, but no one, no others, you know, appealed her thing. He said that smear ashes everywhere, okre lo, they don't appeal me. Someone who appeals me here, he will be my guru. Until then, I will wait. So he came from the rituals, you know, reading our avastha, you're buying our avastha. One day, Baba sends few disciples the piles of manuscripts, which was biography of Upasani Maharaj. And at that time, my uncle had no idea about Mir Baba. I didn't heard name of that thing at all. And they just came and said that Mir Baba wants you to write this and form into a book in Gujarati. My uncle said that who's Mir Baba, I don't know. He is saying it, one first did work on me, and my hands are full, tell him, my television, but I don't know him, go back. So they went back. After 15 days, again Baba sent him, with the word that persuaded him to write. So they came and said, look here, he is a perfect master. At that time, he was perfect master, and he declared in 52, up to 53. So, he said, he was, he is, I don't know. I haven't heard a name, single name of Mir Baba, so how could I believe him? And as he was a saint lover, there were photos of him on his, in his room. And there was Sai Baba's photo, Upasani Maharaj's photo, but not Mir Baba. So, they just introduced the look here. Sai Baba is the guru of Upasani Maharaj, Upasani Maharaj is guru of Mir Baba. He said, everything is nice, but I am not going to do it because my hands are cold. I don't touch it.
Okay.
So they went back. And here comes, very next day, Baba sent them back. Very next day. Now this time it was a hard order. Baba had told him to put all the manuscript papers on his threshold and say that you are bound to do it. You have to do it. Baba said that you have to do it. You are bound to do it. He said, this kind of guru is.
Have to do what? Have to do what?
To write a biography in a form of a book. Biography of Upasani Maharaj. So they said that look here, he is a great guru. He said, yes, I believe that he is a great guru. But Lord, you have believed him as guru, you can obey. I haven't yet believed. So he's not my guru. And here comes my father. It was a joint family. You were saying, you know, in a joint family. So my father said, brother, you were in search of a guru. Here he knocks at your door. And while just now losing the chance, he just hesitated to. So my father said, okay, I will take this file. And besides that, Baba has given you plenty of time. Take your time. After 6 months you start. A year, take your time. But you have to write. You have to write. So at last, he said, okay, I will see to that. I am not bound, but I will see to that. So they left. And those papers were